Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John here this morning. Another morning that the Lord has made and his mercies are new. And may God give you his mercies this morning through the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I would just like to speak on the subject of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, in the Lord's Prayer, there's a few verses there. It says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So when we pray and ask the Lord to forgive us, we're basically asking him to examine my heart, my life. How am I forgiving others? And then we're basically saying, "Forgive us my debts as I forgive our debtors, my debtors." Verse 14 says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And so, we have an example in Matthew chapter 18, in verse 21, of a man who was forgiven, but he wouldn't forgive others, and therefore his trespasses were laid back upon him, even after he was forgiven. And I'm just going to read that account. You know, we live in a world, you know, we do face offenses where people do hurt us, but our duty is to forgive no matter what. It's not going to do us any good to hold any grudges whatsoever. And I'm going to read this account, Matthew 18, verse 21 here. It says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." That's 490 times if you take seven times 70. It's a lot. And I think Jesus is using this here to make a point that we have no room for unforgiveness. Verse 23, he gives this parable to explain it here. "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt." So here this man found forgiveness from God, from the Father. He found forgiveness. And verse 28 says, "But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him." So here we see again that his debt was put back up on him because of his unwillingness to forgive others. And it says, verse 35, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." You know, we can say with our mouth that we do it, but what about from our hearts? deep down in our hearts, where there's complete freedom. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you as a listener to make sure that you forgive other people their trespasses, because as we forgive others, so does our Father forgive you and I. That is our forgiveness based on how we forgive others. So I just want to encourage you to examine your heart and life this morning. Is there someone in your life that you're holding some grudges against? Maybe you've been wrong. Please don't hold it, because it's going to have eternal consequences if you hold on to it. It says the Father cannot forgive you. So thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We give thanks for it, Lord. We just ask that you would lead us and guide us, Lord. We examine our hearts before you, Lord, and just with openness, Lord. And if there's anything in there that we have not forgiven someone, I pray that you would reveal it to us, Lord, that because we want to open heaven before you, Lord. We commit our lives into your hand and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for listening.